We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not. Apparently he's getting a tooth extracted, so no Iguodala. Ouch. And also, of course, no DeMarcus Cousins. He's getting an MRI on his foot as we speak, and Andrew Bogut apparently will be available to play tonight. They told him to get to the States a few days early because of this DeMarcus Cousins thing.
Wow.
So we're going to have to find out what happens with that. Here's one thing I want to throw out to Warrior fans out there. It does feel like the urgency button's being pushed a little bit, but does it matter? How do you factor in that the Warriors have played two of their really good games recently without Kevin Durant? All right, so they don't have Kevin Durant. They play two real nice ball games. Now they get Durant back, but Cousins is out. I guess what I'm saying is, how much does this really matter? Because they're doing it maybe with a team that they're not really going to use in the playoffs. I mean, Durant, you got to believe, is going to be healthy. You're hoping Cousins is healthy. I guess what I'm saying, does it temper your enthusiasm any that the two wins were without Kevin Durant and that it looks like Cousins may be out the next game or two in terms of building momentum for the playoffs?
Steiny, you must have been looking at my notes. I mean, how do you not? That's reality. And I'm sitting there watching a game like they're arguably best players not, you know, playing. So what does this really mean, if anything? Because we have to see if they can duplicate that and be that crisp when KD's in the lineup, right? There's just, as excited as I want to get and I sound, there's just no way I can just put my John Hancock on. That meant something when Kevin Durant didn't play in both games.
I guess one thing I'm also asking is, in a way, is it easier for the Warriors to play better and more loose when they only have three of their big four? Or let's say when they're missing one of their four top scorers. I'm leaving Draymond out here because I'm just talking about the guys who can get you 20. Curry, Clay, Durant, and DeMarcus. I think there might be something to...
No doubt.
It's just a little bit easier to play that way. Obviously, it sounds crazy to say, without Kevin Durant, the Warriors are better. That's not really what I'm saying. I'm just saying if you have four scorers, it's harder to get four scorers going in one game than three scorers going in one game. And so I just wonder if there's a coincidence or if there's a correlation between Cousins' damn good game against Houston and no Kevin Durant, and then the fact that the Warriors played another wonderful game on Saturday against the Thunder without Kevin Durant. What do you look for as you look to tonight's game against San Antonio with Durant back?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, if the result doesn't come out, you know, to the Warriors' advantage, Steiny, what would you then do to that question that I believe yourself and a lot of Warrior fans ask, you know, what is the one constant? Because to the Warriors' credit, they've won back-to-back champions chips with Kevin Durant in the lineup. So you heard the old adage in the NBA, there's not enough basketballs, but the Warriors have, you know, found a way to make it work. My question to you tonight is, do you think because Durant is so great at isolation basketball, that's his style, that it makes it easier for the defenders or the defense to kind of lock in on the Warriors as opposed to when the ball's moving like it was Thursday and Saturday night?
I don't buy it. I don't think the ball was moving noticeably better. I think that's something that kind of people want to invent.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can have a better offensive team if you have Kevin Durant on your team and he's not playing. I think he might be the best offensive player in the world.
All right.
And so he's got to be playing for the Warriors to be at their best, I would think.
I believe that to be the case, but you're right. You did the math, you know? the offense was flowing, Steiny, and everybody contributed.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors looking at the San Antonio Spurs tonight. By the way, if you're a Warrior fan, I would suggest you root heavily tonight for the Golden State Warriors to win, because they win tonight, that'll put the Spurs into the eighth spot. And I just think if you're looking at the Clippers, the Utah Jazz, and the San Antonio Spurs, let's be honest, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, you want to play the Spurs in the first round.
No
I
doubt.
Think they represent the least of those three in terms of challenges. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think the Spurs are right up the Warriors' alley in terms of what they want. 408 says, the Houston game proved that we do need Kevin Durant at the end of the game. We couldn't score in the last 5 minutes, and it almost cost me, cost us, rather. I mean, the Warriors were up 14 points in that game, and Houston came all the way back. So there is a point there. Again, I'm not saying the Warriors don't need Durant. I'm just not. But they play differently. The guys are looser, I think, the scorers, other than Durant.
Now, I said I wasn't going to overreact, but here I go. You're not worried about this Boogie thing? It seems odd. I saw him take a fall late in the game, but an MRI and then to be out, Steiny, I'm like, what's going on? We should find out here soon, right? Nothing to look at here?
Well, we'll find out. He's getting an MRI.
Bogut's debut tonight.
He hurt it in the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we'll see. We'll see what happens with Bogut tonight, if he plays and how much. Obviously, with no DeMarcus Cousins, you'd expect that he's going to play a little bit more. But we'll see what kind of shape he's in. He obviously hasn't played in a couple weeks since their season's over, but all indications are that Andrew Bogut is ready to go. So we'll see.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Metz, Dal, the Guru Johnson with you. Golden State Warriors play the San Antonio Spurs tonight. Tip off at 5 o'clock. We'll have the Warriors live show at 3:30, and then we'll turn it over to Tim Roy, who has the Warriors pregame show at 4:30 today. I've just Sam Amick of The Athletic, and we're going to get to your calls in a second. Caught up with Draymond Green on Saturday, and Draymond was asked about Durant and about this summer, and we don't have the sound, but I want to read to you Draymond Green's comments to Sam Amick about Durant. He's part of it right now, Green said about Kevin Durant. Whatever happens this summer happens. Whatever the hell he do, he does. If he go, he go. If he stay, he stay. But while he's here, we're going to win another championship. It's just that simple. Nothing else matters. What do you think about that?
I like it.
At least he put.
They're focused on right now.
Right, okay. But they know he's gone.
No,
that's what
I didn't get that from.
Oh, yeah. That's what I read.
Steiny, I was thinking there. You know, I'm a romantic at heart. After the OKC game, the players were going into the locker room, and KD was in street clothes, gave Steph a bro hug, and I just want to tell people, including myself, just hit the brakes on. He's gone, because said something to me
that
resonates. He can. There's nowhere on this earth he can go in the game of basketball will be this easy.
That's right. Some people don't like easy.
Well,
some people like challenges.
Okay. I'm telling you, Steiny.
Some people don't like to take the easy way out all the time.
Okay, how about this? And I'm not stirring the pot. It's stirring the pot. I didn't make the pot. Him and Dre can't be on the same team together next year. If he's back, something's going to – one of them, both won't be back. That's how I feel in the core of my, and it don't, you know, nobody mad at each other. I just feel that.
Of course,
Steiny.
They are. Of course, they're mad. If they have to be mad at each other if they can't come back with the same two players on the same team, then we know something's up. If Kevin Durant resigns and Draymond Green is traded, then I think we know there was a big problem. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 10 minutes, play of the game, your chance to win $100. First, let's go to Ed in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Ed.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Going well, man. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so real quick, just about the Draymond and Durant thing. These are professionals, and I think with as fans, we get way too involved in, like, the personalities and all this. These guys have a job. They go out there and play. And when you're trying to win something like a championship, sometimes feelings get hurt, and you talk about it later, but after that, it's over with. You're moving on. So I never worried about the Draymond and Durant thing, but some people did. Hey, so here's my question to you, and then I'll take my answer off the air. And I've posed this question to a couple of my friends, and it's a crazy idea, but it's been done already with this team. Who do you take from the first group, the first unit, and put into the second unit during the playoffs? Because I absolutely agree with you. I think having all four of these guys or all five of these guys out here, it's too much. Mm. And I feel like one guy needs to say, hey, I want to go on the second unit, or Kerr needs to say, hey, I'm going to do the same thing with you like I did with Iguodala. I'm going to bring you off the bench with the second unit. Who would you take out of that group and put with the second unit? You guys have a good day.
I mean, I'd put Durant on that second unit. I'd tell Durant to play the whole.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's the newbie, the guy that just came to the team, DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, he's not available right now to do that.
No, he meant for the playoffs. Well. D-Cuz could get what to feed the big fella. I just hate these.
I mean, we're not talking about bringing the guy off the bench. We're talking about playing him with the second unit, probably at the start of the second and fourth quarter.
Oh, see, I took that as coming off the bench.
No,
okay.
No. He means how many minutes do you play certain starters in the first quarter so that they can start in the second quarter or get their rest at the start of the second quarter? I don't know. The second unit can't score, so my logical answer would be Durant because he's the best scorer on the team, or at least can score the best in isolation.
I just want to ask you about that soundbite with Draymond. What would you have liked to have heard to where you would say, you know what, there's a possibility he may come back?
Well, I'm not the kind of person that's reading into trying to find.
But then why is everybody saying he's gone? That's what we're doing. I don't believe he's gone.
Okay, well, you don't have to believe he's gone. You don't have to. What I read there is I read he is gone, but we're professional enough that we're going to go get one. We're going to go get one. By the way, Mike Brown, Warriors assistant coach, we're going to have Mike Brown on today, 11:30. That's in about an hour and 5 minutes. Mike Brown, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. And DeMarcus Cousins right now is going through an MRI. We are going to ideally find out the results of that at some point today. Let's go to John in Richmond. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, real quick about the Durant being gone thing. I think he's gone, but I do agree with Guru. I think that the only way he would stay is if Draymond was to leave. I think partly that's because they don't get along. I think Draymond's probably a hard guy, you know, evident by Steve Kerr lip reading to play with for years and years. But I also think Durant would want to be more of a playmaker and get the ball more. And I think Draymond kind of takes part of that role away from him. As far as the four guys, and if we're better or if we're worse, we're going to be worse on defense with Cousins. That's a big problem. But offensively, I think if he could just play like Zaza with the starters and just set screens and pass, and then when he comes in with the second unit, play kind of like a David West role, then I think he could be effective. But the problem with the four scores is our offense is never more effective than when Steph and Clay are leading it. And so when you get too many guys that need the ball, that just takes away from what the best possible offense is. And that is when Steph and Clay are in the lineup running around off ball screens, because that's what really gets our offense going. So that's my thoughts, guys, and you have a good day.
Well, apparently the text line is saying the previous caller meant bringing somebody off the bench.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was getting at.
My answer is you can't do that. You just
especially
can't do
Cousins
that.
Cousins
is obviously the most likely guy to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't even approach him.
What are you talking about?
Because of the response. Like if you went
but
to,
you hey, said three, you said 2 weeks ago you
oh,
were going
to
no, bring him
I
off
would
the bench.
Do it, but I would know why some other coaches that didn't have the guts I had wouldn't do it because of the response. I'd be like, hey, I told you he's happy, man. He's happy. He's about to embark on his first playoff game. He's happy that this team, a winning team, back-to-back champions, took a chance on him and his attitude. He's a bad boy, but I feel like the relationship is one-sided. So he could give back and say, you know what, Coach Kerr, I could come in with the second team if you need me and be featured. That would be awesome.
Yeah, but that's not realistic.
Right, look at it.
I mean,
see, I don't get why it is.
Because
it
he's
ain't.
DeMarcus Cousins. Right. He's not coming off the bench. Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Maybe in the playoffs you see something. And I don't know how happy he is, but that's just me. Let's go to James in Sacramento. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Completely agree with the guru on his take about Draymond and KD not being able to coexist next year in the same team. I've had that thought since that squabble between KD and Draymond. And then all of a sudden, Draymond switched agents. I'm not hoping for it to happen, but I'm thinking that there is some kind of an arrangement from the front office and KD that, hey, you want me to stay, you got to get rid of them. And I don't know if it's going to happen. It's a conspiracy theory on my end. I don't want it to happen, but that's how I see the only way that KD would stay.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll see. I mean, we don't really know how big a deal this is. It might be such a big deal that everybody in that locker room knows KD's gone. Or it might not be a big deal and the guys in that locker room aren't really even thinking about it.
Interesting.
So, I mean, the funny thing is that we're talking about Durant, we're talking about Cousins, and the guy we should be talking about is Klay Thompson after he played that game on Saturday night. I mean, he was phenomenal. And once again, you see a game like that by Klay Thompson, you start asking, this guy's got to come back. And I was listening to the morning show a little bit, and they're saying, you know, I heard my man Dibley say, you know, they might be able to get Klay for less than the max. And my feeling is, why would you even go down that road of DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson? It feels like Klay Thompson's the one guy who you know you could keep.
Preach.
And so I don't understand why you would even mess around there. I would offer him the max, and we move on.
He's the definition of the max, Donnie. And I think this year it better happen. I know nobody gives a damn about awards, but he better be on one of the all-league defense teams. I mean, he's guarding the best offensive player every night, and you still can count on him to hit threes, jumpers. Klay Thompson is the most, I'm going to say it, even though he made the All-Star team, he's one of the most underrated superstars. He's not a star, Steiny. He's embarking on superstardom, and it's time he gets his credit. And if the Warriors want to save pennies, you don't do it with Klay Thompson. You've been getting, dude is special.
Coach P, Fremont. What's up, Coach P?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy Monday. Real quick, first of all, the Warriors they're ballers. You know what I mean? They're the big balls at the table. They're going to throw the max at Klay, because that's somewhat in operation right now, is max out Klay. Two, Draymond Green is a junkyard dog, and what do? They smell weakness. You know what I mean? That was earlier in the season. I'm with you, Simons. I really think now it's not even an issue in the locker room. I think basically, and I really think Draymond was not only the only one that was fed up with KD doing the my options are open and all this and that. Hey, it's either you're with us or you know what I mean, or you ain't with us. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
He's gone. And overall, look, I was a little sketchy throughout, you know, when they're struggling and all that. These last two games, you see the joy, you see the dominance, you see it the big brother. I mean, for one, the Thunder, what Westbrook did, I mean, the whole technical and everything, I mean, they're not smart enough to give the Warriors competition. The Rockets, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. Warriors got this. I'm on board now. Third ring in a row.
Thanks, please.
Let's go, welcome.
That's Coach P. He's back on board. 408, and maybe somebody can explain what this means. From the 408, the Dubs offense should always run through Steph Curry. What does that mean?
Like he should be the focal point. Like,
well, how do you? He's the point guard,
right?
So what does that mean again? Like, I don't. What does it mean to run your offense through Curry?
They just feel like it. To me, to break that down for you, partner, every shot Curry should take the most shots. That's what I take that as.
Okay.
Yeah, because he is the point.
Because if
he's the
if PG. He's a point guard, okay,
he has.
And then he passes to another guy, and then he starts to move off the ball.
All right.
And then they hit him,
right,
and he shoots a three. That's not running the offense through him. That's just getting the ball to him to shoot it. Running the offense, I mean, to me, if you run the offense through Curry, he's probably going to shoot less. Let's go to a play of the game. Let's do play of the game. 888-957-9570. Tell me the play of the game from the Oklahoma City Thunder game. Be caller 7, 888-957-9570. Caller 7, you have a chance to win $100 telling me what the play of the game is. One last time, 888-957-9570. Caller number 7, going to need the play of the game from Saturday's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, yeah, about this, you know, Warriors beating good teams, you know, because, you know, just 2 weeks ago, it was all about, you know, the Warriors can't beat any good teams. Now they beat Denver, they beat the Rockets, and they beat OKC. So they deserve some credit. I know we're going to talk about Durant. At the end of the day, they're not a better team without Durant. They need him. You know, like, against the Rockets, they struggled at the end of the game. Lucky they still won, but, you know, win is a win. But they need Durant at the end of the day. Like, that dude's the best player in the league.
Let me ask you this, Antonio. When, the, you know, the last caller or the last texter said, you know, they got to run the ball, you know, run the offense through Curry. Or get Curry more involved. What does that look like to you? How does that happen?
I mean, honestly, Curry can play on the ball or off the ball. I like when he runs around, you know, screens and stuff. Like, I don't think he needs the ball every time. I mean, I guess what they mean is, you know, the ball should be in his hands all the time. But, no, I like him playing off the ball, you know, at least half and half.
Right.
That's, you know, he's yeah. versatile out there.
Yeah, no, he is. Gotcha. Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's kind of what I would think is – you know, you still got to split it up if you want him to run some high pick and roll. And then have him play off the ball. There's enough possessions and enough shots for him, I think.
But there's some scenarios where they come down court, Steiny, and he may not even touch it. But that's just the price you pay when you got Clay, KD, and vice versa. It'll come down, they don't touch it.
Play the game. Let's go to Drop of the Hat Matt. What's up, Drop of the Hat Matt? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
The Warriors out.
What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, give me the play of the game.
Without Durant.
Wait, are you playing the play of the game or not?
Yeah, the play of the game. Iguodala coming up court, passing to Klay Thompson. He took it to the hole and dunked it on Steven Adams.
Let's take a listen.
Now, here's the play of the game.
The Warriors don't have numbers, so Iguodala will wait. Thompson catches, drives down, and dunked it! He dunked it flying high in the air!
I think he surprised Steven Adams.
Congratulations, Drop of the Hat, Matt. You got it right. $100 coming your way. Stay on the line, and we'll get you your money. Thanks
Speaking
for playing.
Which,
thanks for listening. Yeah.
How many people has Clay postered this year, Stoddy? He's up in the air.
Well,
a
that's
bit.
Very important. I mean, you want to lead the league in that stat,
I'm
right?
Just saying,
I mean,
Clay is.
Yeah, that's more important.
Be careful.
More important than how he played on defense. That dunk, right?
No, that did not go unnoticed, but, you know, that's highlights. Clay Thompson.
I'm asking what it means to run the offense through Curry more. 415, it means not run it through Draymond as much. The ball is in Draymond or Durant's hands too much. No more Draymond or Durant bringing the ball up the court. There are possessions where Steph doesn't touch the ball. Curry doesn't have the ball. That is not the point guard. And then, Steiny, you're living in the past. The point guard now isn't the facilitator for points. He is the main source of scoring. You got to move with the times. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the game has changed. Stop.
I'm just wondering how do you get Curry more shots? If that's really what you want.
He had 23 Saturday. And then, well, Durant didn't play.
Right.
So is that what they want, 33? We want James Hartline, 30, 35, old Kobe.
I just think that when you're – I think you could make a case that everybody is down a few shots when all four of those guys play.
That's what's called a sacrifice. Dude, they were 42-43% from three, the Warriors. 15-35. That's where the game was won to me. Man, they were on fire.
408 says the offense runs best through the high post with a big body that can pass like Bogut back in the day or Boogie now. Let's go to Bill and Hayward. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I got to say, first-time caller, long-time listener, love the show.
Thank you.
I listen to both stations, but you guys overall are my two guys. So good to call in. Real quick, I just wanted to add in a couple points.
Yeah.
I think Durant, I don't know if you agree with me on this. I mean, it's great to have him, but I just feel like you can count on both hands since the Warriors got Durant and now have Boogie and all that. When they're firing on all cylinders, it's so rare. It seems like ever since he's come in, a couple guys might have a hot night while Curry's cold or vice versa. And even though it's great to have all those guys, it just seems like the chemistry has always been a little bit off, and they haven't really all been hot at the same time all that often. And I was wondering what you think about that. But I think, obviously, they're all – most of them, I mean, could be Hall of Famers in their own respect, so they can carry the weight of the team on those nights.
Right.
Regardless. But I'm just wondering if you kind of noticed that. It seems like sometimes Curry's a little off or vice versa. I don't know what it is, but I feel like the chemistry is a little bit off sometimes.
Well, let me answer you this way, Bill. Let me have Steve Kerr answer it for you, because this is what he said when the Warriors play without Kevin Durant.
You know, the game's different without Kevin out there, and so we've made more of a point of going inside, threatening the defense. I thought we still could have done a better job of that tonight, but it's been effective. You know, it's a good formula. You got a lot of good shooters out there with him, and he does a great job of passing, and we got Draymond screening on the perimeter, so it's been effective.
I played the wrong one. This is the one I wanted to play.
Well, we got to make sure that we're getting him the ball still. But, you know, playing on this team is different. You know, there are just nights where you're not going to get a whole lot of shots, and then there's other nights where you do, and so it requires some sacrifice from everybody. But you see the effect when we play well. Everybody really enjoys being part of it.
That's the one I wanted, the one where offense requires a sacrifice with this team. Because they have four guys who can put the ball in
lethal,
the hole.
Lethal guy. You know what I mean? So you're not just sacrificing the shot. You're sacrificing the opportunity for the shot to go in, most likely, because three of the most prolific scorers in the game.
Andre Iguodala will not play tonight in San Antonio. He's getting a tooth extracted today. Kevin Durant will play. DeMarcus Cousins won't play. We're waiting on MRI results. From DeMarcus Cousins. We may get those before tip-off or right around tip-off. And then, of course, at 11:30, less than an hour, we've got Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown. The 5-1-0, kind of what I was trying to get at. Curry's the last person you run the offense through. You want him coming off screens. You know, I think there's a balance there. I think you definitely want Curry to handle the ball at the top off pick and rolls. That's got to be a certain part of his diet, I would think. That's the beauty of Curry. You can do a little of this and a little of that with him.
And that's why he's improved getting to the rim, too, Stoney. Everybody playing him for the shot, and he's right by you.
When Curry has the ball, five defenders are worried about the ball and what's going to happen. When Draymond has the ball, five defenders are checking the other four Warriors. Well, I mean, clearly Durant doesn't – I mean, Draymond doesn't have to be defended – out on the three-point line.
Steph's been doubled more now than ever to me, Stoney.
Yeah, and so, we'll see. I mean, it's a great problem to have. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's just a matter of how you work everybody in. And then the question is this is what I always wonder. If you got to play four scorers, DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, if Cousins is only scoring nine, let's say Cousins only gets nine because you can't have four guys with 25 points. So let's just say Cousins gets nine in 26 minutes. Well, then, do you really want an offensive center in the game who's not scoring? I mean, that's the one thing I worry about. If Cousins isn't scoring, well, then he's not utilizing his number one asset, But he's getting exposed defensively. So he's getting exploited defensively, and he's not making it up in the offensive end. That's a that's the reason I thought the Houston game was impressive, because he defended pretty well, but there were times when he couldn't handle the guard. But then at the other end is where he started punishing Capella.
I mean, looked like the Hulk.
Yeah, so he obviously showed that he could do that. And the question is, can his scoring in the low post kind of outdo the points he may give up on the other end? And against Houston, I don't even think it was close. I mean, I think he scored more than he gave up. And I wonder if they don't go to him as much and he starts giving up more than he's getting, if that isn't a problem after a while. We'll see. We'll see. Again, all good problems to have. 888-957-9570. Steinmetz and Guru. We'll be right.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru with you on a Monday. Golden State Warriors head into a back-to-back tonight against the San Antonio Spurs, tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a tricky little back-to-back. It's about as far as you can fly and have to play the next day. Warriors had to do it last year. They got to do it again this year. And Warriors coming off two very nice wins over the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And again, tonight they play the San Antonio Spurs. Let me give you a quick update on what's going to happen tonight. No Andre Iguodala and no DeMarcus Cousins. Cousins is getting an MRI on his right foot. Kevin Durant will play. Kevin Durant will play tonight. And then coming up in 40 minutes, Mike Brown will be joining us to talk about the Golden State Warriors.
What's the game going to look like tonight, Donnie?
It's a good question. Good question. Not really sure.
I think when Boogie was struggling, or what we deem, him to be struggling with, his feet not underneath him, a little sloppy in the post. If Bogut would have stepped in, it would have been easier for fans to be like, that's what we're looking for. But now that Boogie's got his feet under him and he's been playing well, I think, not that it's a comparison, but we will get into it, Stoney. I think Bogut has big shoes to fill, if you get where I'm going. But he's going to be who he is. He's not a guy looking for shots, setting screens, and also in shape. So do I dare ask you on this lovely Monday morning, is he going to start tonight? Is that out of the question?
I don't think he will. I'd be surprised, but who knows? I mean, I would assume Looney's going to start tonight, but who knows? Bogut knows what he's doing here. He's probably the one player he could just throw in there and it'd be fine. The 5-1-0, we're tied. There's some people out there that say the offense needs to run through Curry more. And my question is, what does that exactly look like? Curry scores a lot of points moving without the ball. I think what people mean is they'd like to see him run more pick and roll. I think that's really what it means. And you might have a point there, but I'm kind of curious, what that means to run the offense more through Curry. Maybe it's this from the 5-1-0. I think it's a legitimate point, although I'm going to disagree with some of it. Curry gets held and double teamed and kneed and elbowed and winded, and he gets winded running around screens without the ball. That's wasted energy. So I guess that's asking for Curry to play with the ball in his hands more.
And he's averaging 28 points a game, Steph. I don't know what more they want ran through him, but damn. But my guy is doing his thing. I don't think he's complaining about shots. Steph is.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Kazmir. Kazmir in Walnut Creek. How you doing, Kazmir?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call, man. Great show, man. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
I think just the Warriors' one problem when it comes to center is they just need a center that's going to be more like Ben Wallace. And on that note, I think like next year, what would you think about bringing JaVale McGee back and Rajon Rondo to this team?
I like McGee more than Rondo. I definitely like McGee brought back more than Rondo. I just don't think Rondo fits with the Warriors.
They need a score.
That's me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Thanks a lot for the call, Kazmir. Rondo, I mean,
yeah, I need offensive guys.
He dribbles too much. He's not a great shooter. I don't.
Doesn't sit next to his teammates. I don't, throw it all out there.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know about Ron. Yeah. I mean, he's also kind of veteran. I mean, he's fine, but I just don't. I wouldn't do it.
Me that, neither. That's me. He doesn't fit.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think too. You watch any of the March Madness stuff,
dude? I'm locked in, Stoney. I'm watching more college basketball than I have in my whole life, and I'm appreciating it more.
It stinks.
What stinks about it?
Everything stinks about college basketball.
I have had friends that tried to give me the parallels between, or the differences between the NBA and the college game. Every loose ball, these kids are diving for it.
That
there's no contracts. There's a lot more misses. But
a lot more misses.
That urgency, I'm in.
Yeah.
I hate the one-on-one, though. Give them two shots.
Right, because you're like, you don't want them to face any more pressure than they have to. The one-on-one should be in the NBA.
Oh, good Lord. Would they ever adopt that, you think?
Probably not, because they don't want these guys facing more pressure.
Wow.
Than they already do.
Wow.
Why else would you not have the one-on-one? Why? It's perfect.
It is.
It's perfect.
Wow.
Make it first when you get the second one.
Dude, games would take 3 hours long, an hour longer if they have in the NBA one-on-one.
Marco Bellinelli would be a nice pickup for next year.
Don't laugh. I like it. We need scoring.
They looked
point of emphasis this offseason, scoring.
They looked at Bellinelli before the season, but he ended up going to San Antonio.
Speaking of the Spurs, have they changed? They're kind of shockingly. I thought they'd fall out and maybe not make it. They're all the way up to six. Are they real or just the same Spurs? We'll find out tonight.
I mean, I don't think they represent any kind of threat to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, I don't think that. In fact, the only question I have is whether the series would be four or five games.
Wow.
So, the Spurs are the team, I think, the Warriors. I mean,
you don't want the Clippers. I don't like that matchup. Harold and the rest of the gang.
And what do you think out there? Clippers, Utah, or the Spurs? I think it's pretty obvious of those three, and those are the three it looks like you're going to, one of those three is who you're going to get. Is there anybody that wouldn't want the Spurs? I mean, I can't imagine you'd want Utah just because I think you're going to beat Utah, but Utah's going to probably take you to five or six, maybe six.
And don't count the Thunder out, Stoney. They're only a game and a half up on those trifecta of teams. And they don't have Westbrook. I mean, I'm just saying I could see the Thunder falling.
Well, Warriors don't want the Thunder falling to eight. I know that. I think a lot of whether or not the Warriors win it or don't win it is going to be kind of the route they have. And what I mean by that is if they play San Antonio, let's say Denver. And who else? Maybe
Portland?
Yeah, Portland. Well, it would go like this.
That would be
if they go San Antonio, Portland, Denver, they're going to win it.
No doubt.
If they go, let's say, Utah.
OKC,
Houston.
And that, man.
Then the finals, that's going to be harder.
And I think the biggest threat, and I mean this, Tony, it's in the East. Like I said, the IQ from the Thunder, Westbrook, a big part of that in Houston is something about just the Warriors that they're dealing with that they can't overcome. I just feel like the biggest threat to the Warriors lies in the East, and that could be Boston, Milwaukee. I'm still not – I don't know why I'm not buying Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, but Toronto with Kawhi Leonard, playoff Kawhi Leonard. So it'll be interesting. The Sixers –
888-957-9570. Do you think that's a big deal? Do you think it is a big – do you think the Warriors, it would be different, significantly different, if they're looking at San Antonio, Portland, Denver, as opposed to Utah, Oklahoma City, Houston? Or are you somebody who's thinking, it really doesn't matter. They're going to get there anyway. It's just a matter of how they're going to get there. I think they might get there. I mean, I think if they play Utah, Oklahoma City, Houston, I'm not saying they won't get to the NBA Finals, but I think they'll be a different team in the NBA Finals than they would be if they roll through three playoff rounds. They may, like, I mean, if you play Utah in the first round, you're going to beat them, but they're going to exact a pound of flesh from you.
No doubt. They're physical, man.
I mean, they're definitely going to make you work. This is from Josh in Fremont. Interesting. I think that anyone who thinks Curry should run the offense more is completely underestimating the chaos that Curry creates with back screens. It often leads to a pass for a cutter, for a dunk. So Josh in Fremont says the way they're using him is the best way to use him.
And I look at 28 points a game. I like what I see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about
it. And there's no doubt it's not stirring the pot. If there was no Durant on this team, Steph could average 32 points, 31. I mean, that could just easily go up, Steiny.
Yeah, and it may next year. I'm looking at the board here. We didn't spend enough time talking about the job Klay Thompson did on Russell Westbrook. Klay shut him down in the low post, and Westbrook ended up getting a technical foul, which was his 16th. So he's going to have to miss Oklahoma City's next game.
They got one tonight.
Yeah, he's not playing. And here's what Westbrook said after the game.
Russell, you got your 16th technical. Do you have any hopes of getting that one rescinded so you can play Monday night?
Next question. Russ, were you aware that you were at 15? Next question. Are you disappointed with yourself for picking up your 16th? Next question.
He's shaking a cup of ice in between each question.
Yeah, I'm not a fan anymore, man. It's getting old. He didn't even – why wasn't he going to the rack? Usyk could count on that. Dude, you can't shoot. And he settled. And then you want – Klay could have smacked him. Had Klay been somebody else, Xavier McDaniel, he would have got smacked. Dude, he ran up on him and then told his shoulder like, oh, man.
Did you ever think that maybe he couldn't get to the basket because Klay was guarding him? That's why he couldn't go to the rack.
Klay's a bad – hey, I know you like numbers. This season with Klay guarding James Harden, Harden's 31 for 78 from the field over three games. That's 39%. Donovan Mitchell, 22 of 78, 28% over three games. And with Westbrook guarding Klay, 7 of 31, 16%. Good Lord, Steiny. Klay is the – He gives you everything. Two-way player. All NBA defense this year, I'm predicting. First team.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. 909. Where's that?
I'm going to say Visalia.
Hi guys, I honestly think the Clips would be the best 8-seed matchup. Going to LA means less travel, no time change. Popovich is always a master technician, and Utah is a loud, raucous environment. That's from Vaughn.
San Bernardino.
I just
come on. Popovich, don't want the Clippers.
Popovich has jumped the shark.
I'm looking there. 41 and 12 games over.
Ooh. Great. They're still easy pickings.
You don't want
the
Clippers.
State.
You want the Spurs to me before the Clippers. Clippers are physical. They got some players, man, some offense.
No, I don't want the Warriors to play the Spurs because there will be no drama in that series.
Man.
It'll be like the preview to the playoffs. The Warriors just own San Antonio. So, yeah, I guess, you know what? I'd like to see them, I guess, play the Clippers. Just because they haven't played the Clippers or this iteration of the Clippers recently. And we know what the Warriors-Utah is going to be. That's going to be kind of a grinded-out series. So I think it's going to be interesting. Just all I want, anybody but the Spurs. I just don't want Popovich coming into the Bay Area putting on that act.
Look at you, Steiny. Who needs you fed
that?
Up?
Who needs that from Popovich?
Hey, he's one of the best to ever do it.
I mean, for all I know, he'll come in and say, you know, we have no chance to win this series. It's like that's where he's at right now. Yeah. Let's go to Rick in San Jose. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Great.
So, honestly, the Warriors need to play the harder teams in the playoffs. If they they don't go up against OKC and Houston, KD's going to leave this after this offseason. Because if they go through those three-game series and it's only five games, they need longer series for the competition to be higher for KD to want to stay.
Interesting. What do you think about that one, Goo?
I kind of think it's a diss to the Warriors and their greatness. The fact that, you know, you have a going through the motions in the regular season, and yet they're the number one seed, that they wouldn't get up, against the Spurs, or they wouldn't show up or be lackadaisical. I'm not buying it. You don't get where they are, back-to-back champs, going Drake, about to be a three-peat, if you don't know when is go time. He's 40. And right now is go time. They've won without their best player the last two games in, hostile environment. It's the Warriors championship to lose. And I got that ticket I told you at the beginning of the season. And I'm up there now thinking it's about to cash.
What ticket?
Liquidate all assets because the Warriors are going to win the NBA championship again.
And we all know that is something that you really can take to the bank.
Take that to the bank.
Oh, yeah. You're 1-6 on those liquidate all assets bets. I'm sorry, 2-7.
Look at you.
2-7.
I don't even want to argue. More like about 4-6.
Somebody said, y'all mentioned Andre Iguodala did a great job on Paul George. Yes, sir, 510, you just did that. Andre Iguodala did do a nice job against Paul George. By the way, John Dickinson called Paul George's terrible game on Saturday morning.
What did he say?
He said, Paul George will stink tonight. And I said, why do you think that? And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.